Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Little sandstorm. Sandstorm down at South Carolina. Almost beat LSU. Also in South Carolina is Mullins, South Carolina, a town we just learned about. Lambeau, South Carolina, exactly. All right, B, I've been wanting to play this. I don't know if you heard it yesterday. You probably didn't because you were doing your thing. I thought this was a really, really mature, insightful answer to a question many people have been asking. Number 8, Landini. This is Commanders rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels talking about wanting to get the ball to Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I mean, go out there and pick the spots. I mean, you know, obviously we got to get Terry the ball. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to spread the ball around. Defenses are going to key on Terry. Respectfully, respect to him because of what he did in his league. But at the end of the day, man, when it's time and we have a one-on-one matchup, you know, sometimes, I mean, Terry's out there, you know, go let him win. But other than that, you know, we're just going to keep playing our game. We're going to keep moving forward and just go from there.
I think that's really pretty damn fair, don't you?
I mean, the thing about it is, now, you know the little thing we used to do, what didn't he say?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to learn this thing myself. I'm not going to go in and just try to force it, and then all of a sudden y'all going to be questioning me. So I'm going to keep going, and I've seen him one-on-one. I'm going to give him a shot like he did in the game. He just overthrew him against Tampa. But right now I'm not at the position in my career where I can just force stuff to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think if it, you know, a lot could happen, right? But I think I like left hand up a little bit. Now, granted, I haven't asked these questions, but I think we're making a little too much out of a slow start here because it's just the start. We're too, like, people are freaking out about scoring being down and passing being down. It's 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
Like, let's just give it a little bit of time. I did like this from Jaden about what he liked from Sunday's game against the Giants. It wasn't all great, but there was some good stuff there. Number 7, Landini.
Yeah, we got out there in the run game, physical up front, made plays in the passing game. I feel like we could still expand on overall as an offense. But we know we got to execute. We got to finish drives, and that's the name of the game, is putting up points and scoring touchdowns.
That is the name of the game.
On some days, you score field goals, you can win it.
Yeah, they didn't do it enough.
Do that against the right team?
I don't think field goals win it Monday night. Do you?
No.
No.
No. Well, a field goal may win it at the end. You never know. But I'm saying, listen, I just think that you want to score touchdowns, but you damn sure don't want to finish a drive without getting any points.
To that point, number 11, Landini, was asked, can they fix these issues in the red zone?
Yeah, I mean, everything is fixable. You got to put attention to detail. It starts with communication, and that starts with me. So, you know, it gets kind of loud down there in the red zone. So if I need to be extra loud so guys can hear me, or, you know, just a focus thing. But all 11 of us all got to be on the same page. We all got to focus for 6 seconds, play in and play out, and move on.
It's pretty crazy when you think about the 6 seconds.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think the fact that he answered it like that, 6 seconds, we always think about, oh, 60 seconds, 25, 30 seconds. No. You got to focus in on the play. The moment we get to the line of scrimmage, till the ball is snapped. Think about that.
Well, and there's something else happening.
Some people couldn't even hold their water that long.
Right. What do you think of Noah Brown, B?
I when I saw him working out in Tampa, I was like, I can't wait to see this guy on the field. Then he gets on the field. He looks a lot bigger than everybody, and he can run. You watch him in the running game. He was blocking. Just a little bit I saw, I'm excited about him, you know, moving forward. So I'm thinking he could be a big plus for this team.
I think he can, too. I don't know what that looks like, but he just looks different when he's out there compared to what everything else looks like in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden, I asked Jaden about what he thought with Noah Brown. Number 12, Lambeau.
Yeah, I think just what he's proven in this league, you know, be able to go out there and create separation, make plays. Obviously, him and Terry both came from Ohio State, so they have a lineage of receivers. I still think LSU creates the best receivers, but, you know, not trying to be biased. But they're just very hard workers, man. You can just tell with Noah how he approaches practice. He's a pro's pro. And you see the same thing from Terry, and you know, trickle down to the rest of the room.
I think there is a lot to like with Brown. I also think it's going to take some time. I've been saying all along, I kind of think like after Halloween, but I think McCaffrey and Sennett will get more involved. A lot to watch offensively. Yeah.